Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
So let's do a couple things here. Zach from Augusta, Georgia has this voicemail here. Would you play that right number four?
Hey, I was just curious if anybody else was wondering if Lunchbox used y'all's money for the pallet to fix his car.
Okay, fair question. We did talk about this earlier because I would have felt the same way. But no, you didn't. And
nope.
He still has it in his Venmo.
Yep.
And we have found a place that we're going to go to next week and get a pallet. And we're going to do Amazon Medium.
That's what we're looking for. Amazon Medium is the sweet spot.
What's the backup?
I don't know.
In case they don't have... Well, you need to have it.
Amazon Large?
Then he yelled pillows.
Oh, yeah. Like it could be anything large that's
not worth
anything.
But anything medium could be worth nothing, too. You have medium pillows.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea, but all I said is on the blogs that I read is Amazon medium is the sweet spot. If you go Amazon small, you get a bunch of box of crayons, batteries.
But it costs less.
Yeah, but do we want a bunch of markers and crayons?
Maybe.
What about small pillows?
Right. Hey, what about the Cracker Barrel? Like, think about all the stuff in that store.
Yeah, it's all crap.
If you get a Walmart one, it's from like $295 to $425. They're low stock. If you get an Amazon HPC, they're $525. If you get a Lowe's, they're anywhere from $295 to $650.
That's good. Power tools.
Yeah, for sure. Tools.
And then you can get the category of miscellaneous, which is not even a category. That's just the rest.
Can someone explain to me how I just don't understand how these warehouses get these pallets.
We can't actually because we know nothing about it. And neither does the guy who's got it set up.
Yeah, he said trade secrets, not allowed.
You're the guy.
No, I asked the guy.
No, you said how much do they pay for it?
And I said, how do you get them?
I'm just like, why wouldn't these companies?
Welcome to Wholesale Pallet, your trusted supplier of liquidation merchandise. We specialize in wholesale pallets, liquidation pallets, and bulk merchandise to help you find the best deals for your reselling needs. We offer a variety of items sourced from the nation's top retailers. They list all the places. Our inventory includes everything from electronics and appliances to sporting goods and automotive merchandise. If you're a small business owner looking to stock up on discount retail merchandise, our store is the place to go. Every item we sell is carefully inspected. How?
They look at it.
Then how do they not grab the expensive stuff?
Exactly.
No, this is what he told me. He said it's either returns or stuff that they were not able to sell at the store.
No, I hear you, and all that can be true. But if they say every item is carefully inspected to ensure quality, and we strive to provide our customers with the best value possible, how are they looking at the items to ensure quality if they're not looking at the items?
Maybe it's done on the other end, the end before they get it.
They said we.
No, they're just saying like it's not a broken box and it's not broken in half. Like they look and they say, okay, that's good. If there's anything broken, they take it out.
You need to make another call.
It's all good, man. We're buying. Let's go.
It's too tempting to open up a box and I'm inspecting this. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. I'm keeping this.
Absolutely. Like,
it's tempting. Why wouldn't they do that?
But they have a business, guys. They're a business.
You think businesses don't steal?
Yeah.
You think our company steals from you for direct deposit?
Direct deposit.
No, they're a business.
But I mean, that's like saying, oh, the guy that unloads the shelf at Walmart, it's like, oh, I'm tempted to take this out of the box. No.
Sometimes they do that.
Sometimes they do, but also the difference here is you're not going to know the difference. At Walmart, they have an inventory they have to hit that they're supposed to have in. Here, it's like you don't even know what it is, so you're not going to know what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give you the one cautionary tale?
Or we already gave you one.
I bet you there's way more than one, but I'd like to hear this one.
There are people that say that you have to be careful because sometimes you'll buy you'll get a pallet of blenders. And what people have done is they've used the blender for years and then went and bought the exact same blender and then put it back in the box, the old
one
in the
box. That'd be perfect karma for you, and we have to suffer for that because that's the crap he does.
I used to do that.
Yeah. So
I've been doing it for years.
That happens to us, and we're all like, dang it.
People do that?
Oh, yeah.
Amy Lunchbox has said he's done that.
Oh, I've done it. Alarm clock in college.
I forgot.
Can you ask him about my question?
What's your question?
What do you think my question is that I've brought up for the last 10 minutes?
How do you know that he didn't take any of the expensive stuff?
How did they check it?
How do they check to see this quality? And then if he's like, well, we look through it and then say, if you look through it, how do we know that you haven't pulled the expensive stuff out of it? And then if he says, trust me, bro, we ain't doing it.
All right.
Trust me, bro.
All right, I'll call Matt.
He knows him by his first name.
I'll have an answer in a couple days.
Here's voicemail. Play this one from Lisa, right?
About your thing about fandom, big fan, Brett Eldridge. Don't understand why nobody ever plays his music. Maybe you can go ahead and enlighten me a little bit. Just don't understand it. Major fan.
He doesn't have any new music out right now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they play some stations, if not all, play a couple of his songs, what they call a recurrent, a song that was big then and still tests pretty well as an older song. But like, you got a song and you know how to use it. Mine on the balls and I go not abuse it.
Jam.
That's a jam. Because beat of the beat of the music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't ya.
I like don't
oh, don't
too.
Ya. I think that, yeah.
Don't ya.
Like everybody says don't
ya. Don't ya. Don't ya.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Mm-hmm. What else he has that's good?
This one was our
favorite. I love the
take me the long way around this town. Am I the queen of the secret crown? Yeah, that's good. Or how about I wanna be that song that sings that song that sings that song that sings that song. I wanna be that song. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's another one? Cause you got the soul.
We already sang that one.
You sang that one.
Okay.
All that I have in my head is put me on a plane.
Yeah, that was an album cut, though.
I know, but we played a lot at my house. My kids always request it.
What about take me the long?
We already did that one.
Are you the queen of your silver crown?
No, there's
what
more.
About? Like, you got a soul and
stop. Now you're doing this on purpose.
Okay. I was doing purpose the whole time. Okay.
Oh.
I'm saying how long you guys will be like, okay, stop.
I wanna be that song.
Oh, I wanna be that song that sings that song. I'm be that song and sings that song. We already do that one?
I think we did.
Yep.
What about, cause I get drunk on
love,
your love.
That one's new.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. But I think people pay. Oh, what about the one that was like, where he's like gonna have a straight jacket in the video?
Huh?
Like lose my mind or something?
Oh, lose my mind.
Wanna be that mind that
lose my mind. That's how it goes.
Didn't you have a good day one where it's like
Be a good day.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, you got a lot of songs.
Yeah. Gonna be a good day.
And I
sure feels good to love someone.
Oh, that's a good one too. Sure feels good to love someone. That's good.
Yeah, he does have jams.
Mm-hmm. What was the one? That you meant to mean to me.
That's what you mean to me.
I think the name of it is Mean to Me, but it's like a looks like you're being mean to me. But the trick is
that's what you mean to me.
Right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I have no idea what song I'm singing right now. I'm just like that sounds right, but then that kind of sounds like Jake Owen. I don't know. Mean.
Anything else? How about something to do with? Man, no, something I'm good at. Is there a song called Something I'm Good At? Is it Brett?
It does sound familiar.
It's just something I want to be that song. How's it? There is a song called that. Okay, here we go. Let's see how it goes. I'm going to read the lyrics, see if I can figure out the melody while just reading the lyrics. You guys ready?
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real bad liar. I'm a burnt toast kind of guy, or I try to build a fire, I'll burn the woods. I ain't a mover or a shaker, can't keep up with the pacer, never met a dance floor that did me any good, okay? I don't know that melody, but I can't change the world, no, I can't change a flat. If you give me your heart, girl, well, you may never get it back. You said you'd never smile again, but oh no, here it comes. Would you look at that? I finally found something I'm good at. Oh, I'm almost there. I finally found something. I want to be that song.
No. Dang, that song Raymond that he has is good.
Dang.
It's old, but
I finally
found something I'm good at.
I finally.
One Mississippi.
Let me just.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah,
one
Mississippi.
No, that's football. Flag football. I'm coming to three
Sunday
Mississippi.
Sunday Drive.
You're thinking Kane Brown.
I'm thinking Kane Brown.
No, Amy's just saying songs that are like not singles.
But they're good.
Yeah. What's the song called that we're trying to figure out?
Something I'm good at.
Something I'm good at. No results found.
I like his Christmas song too, the Glow one. That one's really good.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, well, I finally found, I don't know. Thank you for the voicemail, but that's why. He's had new stuff in a while. I guess since. It's going to be a good day. Everybody's going to do something they're good at. Going to be a good day. You got to play a song by the beat of the music. Going to be a
good day.
All right, cool. Chris
now
Stapleton
I need to hear that
canceled
song.
His show, something. And his doctors have put him on vocal rest.
Ooh. That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he does have that rasp. And if I mean, I'm sure it's controlled and he knows what he's doing, but man, it just sounds like he's singing hard every time he sings.
Yeah, he may also just be going too hard, touring. He could have also gotten sick and kept pushing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the gruff would get him now. He's been doing it for such a long time.
Yeah, you're right. A long time.
But I don't know that it doesn't, Eddie.
He just sings so hard.
Yeah, it would stink if you were going to a show and that's not his fault. He freaking got sick. That sucks. An Arkansas State trooper retired after he pit maneuvered the wrong vehicle last month.
Oh.
I don't know what a pit maneuver is.
That's where you spin them out. Like you
hit the
My God. Yeah, and
that's what that is?
You fishtail them.
You imagine you just driving and a cop does that to you? You're like, well, what did I do? Wait.
I didn't know what that meant. That's crazy. That's what that is.
Yeah. You force them to stop because you spin them.
So because he realized visually he's...
An Arkansas State trooper is retiring after performing a pit maneuver on the wrong vehicle.
Love it.
Troopers were pursuing two vehicles traveling over 100 miles an hour. Authorities said around 8:30 they did a tactical vehicle intervention. State police said that one of the vehicles that was being pursued stopped in error. The driver and one passenger was not injured and declined medical treatment. Wow. Here's a lawyer calling what the officer did negligence.
The old policy was essentially the officer could do it if that officer believed it was okay to do it, minus a couple exceptions. Someone on a motorcycle, somebody in the back of a truck. We moved away from that, minus those couple exceptions, to more of an objective standard, which is what a reasonable officer would do under those circumstances. That's just negligence, right? Like to drive up on a car and not be able to check a license plate or not be able to check other circumstances to make sure you're pitting the right car.
Whoa. What color? Same color? Like, same
I'm
make?
I'm looking at the car. It's pulled over on the side here. It's like pulling over to let the car go by. And then the police officer hits it and then pushes it. It pulls over to, like, the right lane.
Oh, okay.
Like, driving on it so the cop can go around.
Yeah. Doing what he's supposed to do when he sees an emergency vehicle.
Yeah, and then the cop takes and puts his... I don't know what the cop was thinking. I'm sure that sucks. KATV with that story. Yeah, imagine you're just like, let me pull over. This is what I read in Driver's Ed.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That crazy. Yeah, vote for the CMAs. Were we talking about that, Eddie?
Yeah, I voted.
You did?
Yeah. It's kind of weird, too, because, like, we've been voting for years, but this time around, I kind of felt like I was back in high school voting for, like, prom king.
Why?
Just because, like, I see people that I like, and I'm like, ooh, yeah. I like them. They're nice.
So it's friends.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
More than just like the
More
song that
songs.
I'm voting for.
It's tough.
And then I saw that Tracy Chapman's up for a CMA. I'm like, that'd be pretty cool.
For writing Song of the Year, Fast Car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That'd be awesome to have her there.
I wonder if she
there.
Would come.
I mean, she wins an award, right?
I think she's like keeps to herself a lot.
Yeah, but she'd come out for that.
I hope so. That would be super cool. Yeah, I didn't vote.
I think you still have time. You guys need to get on it.
Time. I'm good.
You sure?
No, like, I'm not sure. I should go vote.
Yeah,
I should. I keep forgetting. And then it's like, you need your pen. I'm like, I don't know my pen.
It's copy and paste, real quick.
So, I got a question. Do they just nominate some of these people just so they can fill the categories because they don't have enough people to nominate?
No, you can nominate people.
It's a multi-tiered process. At the beginning, they leave it wide open for nominations for every category. and everybody submits in their nominations, and then they do a cut down where they have everybody listed, and you cut it, and then it cuts it down, and then you vote again
Correct.
The winner.
I nominate the Raging Idiots every year.
Yeah, but we never get in there.
No, because I guess I'm the only one.
No, I do too. Don't worry.
You do too? So there's two people
nominated? Yeah, it never gets in there. So they don't even put us in there. They don't take us seriously.
Yeah.
I thought for, what was the song? The musical event where it's more than one person. Mm-hmm. Raging Idiots, Jordan Davis, Lainey Wilson.
That was huge.
Exactly. Opening act. And we got put in there?
I did that with that one. I did that one with John Party.
Oh, yeah. I can't say that. I think it was a year ago, though.
It doesn't matter, man. I'll do that this year. Put it in there. I don't care.
Yeah, what do we need to add?
Let's see. What are the other options for the musical event of the year, Mike? Let's see what we're getting beat out by, and let's see if we feel like that's appropriate.
Let's see if I remember.
Musical event of the year. Save Me, Jelly Roll featuring Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's
Kane
good.
And his wife.
That's good. She Had Me at Hez Carolina, Cole Swindell, Jody Messina. Yeah, that's so good. That beats us.
Yeah.
Thank God, Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown. Yeah, that beats us.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. Wait in the Truck, Hardy featuring Lainey Wilson. Yeah, that's good.
Wait in the Truck.
Wait in the Truck.
I like that song.
We Don't Fight Anymore, Carly Pierce, and Chris Stapleton. I don't know that song.
We Don't Fight.
That's how he blew his voice out, fighting with her. We could have been over that one.
I think so.
Is that the one where he's mostly guitar? I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
There might be another one. I feel like.
You know what song's good? Chris Stapleton and Ed Sheeran. Got a mind of winner. Got a mind to be. Got a mind of It's on Ed Sheeran's album.
I've Chris heard sings that.
It. It's awesome. We listen to it. You probably heard it. We work out sometimes. We listen to it.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm usually focused in, dude, on my reps. You know what I mean?
It's called Blow.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it?
Yeah, because it has Bruno Mars on it, too.
On one song?
Oh, it does have, yeah.
It's so good.
Wow.
It's Ed Sheeran with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars. You got a mind of winner. No, no, no. Okay, we got to do a mid-roll. This means some ad thing. What? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just said, have we done a mid-roll yet? That's funny.
I've seen funny. That's not funny.
Well, I guess the coincidence of it.
There you go. I'm going to play that. Here we go. Here's this. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay. Before we went to that commercial, boy, do we have a funny joke for you guys. It was called a mid-roll.
It's Scuba loved that.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Let's see. My mom is not good at cooking. Which one of your kids said that, Amy? Do you want to say? You don't have to say.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I won't say because then I don't know if I was supposed to read the paper. I don't know if I was supposed to.
Oh, some for school that they were turning in?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And what did it say? And what was the purpose of the paper?
It's just describing your home life, where you come from. So there was stuff like, oh, I was born in Haiti. Oh, my mom and dad adopted me. My mom works, like, my mom is not a good cook.
My mom works what?
My mom, I think it was, quote, my mom is not good at cooking.
Did they ask what your mom wasn't good at? Or is that just what the first thing that they say?
My dad flies airplanes.
Oh,
so, no, it's like literally just randomly
just
thrown.
Say things about them and he or she or whomever.
Yeah, I think my mom is kind and sweet, they say.
They said that?
Yeah.
Yours they said that?
Yeah, so this is all in one paragraph.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just, I don't know. I guess they felt the need to say that I'm not good at cooking.
I feel like you're okay cook.
I am, but I think it's probably when it comes to Haitian food. But I don't really think anybody in America, like even when Haitians cook it, they love it more than mine, but they're like, oh, just something's not the same because they're just... think it's they're not there with
right.
their Haitian spices that are there and everything's so fresh. So I take it as that I'm just not good at cooking Haitian.
I'm sorry to hear that. Food. Sorry you're not cool to your kids.
Haitian food.
Do you think you're cool to your kids?
No. No.
But don't you say no, stuff they, like, I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
That doesn't convince them?
Nope. No, they do not. They
Eddie, you cool to your kids?
No. I try to be, but you know what happened recently where I think it's a groundbreaking moment when I think that they might think I'm cool. Is they watch YouTube videos. They watch, like, I don't know, Mr. Beast and all those. Like, there was one they were watching where this guy, like, said, I'm going to Europe with no money and I'm going to try to survive for 10 days. And, like, they're sitting there watching this YouTube video and this guy has millions and millions of streams. And so then I'm like, oh, I guess that's kind of what they think is cool. And then they started watching Too Much Access with you and me.
Oh, did you tell them or they come across it?
I was watching one video on my computer. They're like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know. Check it on YouTube. Like, go... search it. They searched it on their own phone, on their own tablets. They started watching it on their own. Next thing you know, Bones, they watched all of our episodes in one sitting. They were laughing. They were like, Dad, do you have any more of these? They think I'm cool now, I think.
Hey, that's our target audience.
I mean, that dude, honestly, we're competing with these guys. Like, these guys that, like, I have one ingredient. I'm going to go into my kitchen and try to cook something with it.
I have no athletic ability. I'm going to go put on pads and run.
That's us.
You know who sent me a message yesterday about it? It was Nada. She was like, let's see. I still talk to Nada sometimes, but she said...
Nada Taha?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She said, this Too Much Access show is dope. I said, hey, thanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thought that was very nice of her. Yeah, Arkansas Keith texted me about it yesterday, too. All the audiences are everywhere.
I love it.
Yeah, his was kind of funny, though. I'm going to see him tomorrow night. I'm going to walk my niece in homecoming, because I guess her dad couldn't be there. I'm not sure what that situation is. And so I was like, yeah, I'll come do it. So I'm going to go to Mountain Pine and walk her, because she's in... ninth grade homecoming?
Mm. The football game?
Oh.
Yeah. And then Keith called and was like, when are you getting here? You want to go hunting? And I was like, we're not getting there till the afternoon.
You want to go hunting.
And so then we're going to go and hang out with him and go to the game and stuff.
That's fun.
But he watched it. I was trying to find his message. But he's still on it. He's on an Android.
You can still watch things on an Android.
Can you?
Yes.
I don't know, man. It comes across green. I'm scared of it.
Droid.
Droid.
Did you see my high school pitch?
He said, awesome. Great job on pass catching and place kicking.
Mm.
That home run derby was the best. What a way to make a living.
Yeah.
That's what he said. What a way to make a living. And then he said, I watched two of them. I like the Arkansas one best. I said, yeah, because you're from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Of course he does.
What were you saying, Amy?
Oh, I just was pitching high school Too Much Access because I was training at a high school facility.
You know, the problem is you got to have clearance for people under 18.
I know, but
yeah.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just, it was nice.
Oh, I'm sure.
Facility. You went to a high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to go work
there.
Out.
Mm-hmm. I was just working out, yeah, with a friend.
No, that facility is next level.
Yeah. I was like, I literally thought.
It's a private school. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. That's the second time I've been there. The first time I was there, I thought it was the college. I thought I was at the college campus.
No, that's the high school.
I learned that day that I was at the high school one, and I was like, ooh, Too Much Access, high school edition. Because it was fancy.
We did almost go down and do the college that Dilfer is at, who was there.
Uh-huh.
The football coach.
UAB.
UAB.
Yeah, the guy that was training me was, I guess he knows.
Yeah. All right. Let's see, anything else? Oh, that's cool. Your kids think you're cool though, Eddie.
I mean, it's just one step. I don't know. I don't think you can be cool if you're just their dad.
Were you the one talking about hiring your kid to be your social media?
Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
That's not all it's cracked up to be.
But Amy says, though, that you can write them off on your taxes or something.
That's what I'm talking about,
you
Amy.
You need to, like, run your account, because here's the thing. Stashira wanted to do that. She even pitched herself, and, like, we've tried it a couple times. But then as a teenager, one of the first things to go when there's, you know, you get in trouble is your phone. And I swear to you, every single time she starts to, like, get some traction on there, literally the next day something comes up and I got to take her phone away. And so then I can't. So then it's like, okay. And then I don't want her on social media all the time, so I have to put boundaries on it. But right. She likes, like, replying to people and finding the things and doing the links. So, I mean, there was pros of her learning, communication and relationships and a skill that could serve her at her age, like knowing how to navigate stuff like that. But
was she the one? Was she replying to other people's posts too? Was her.
Yeah, she said. Yeah, but she
I thought
says
that was
her.
You. But I was like, that's a lot of activity that Amy.
No. Isn't Eddie the one that doesn't want his kids on social media, but he's going to have them run his account?
That's part of it. It's my account, and I think this is a good introductory to learning how to run social media.
But now everybody that knows is going to be trying to talk to Eddie's kid,
right?
Yeah. Well, I'll be monitoring it too. Like, I'll look at that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you, Eddie. It seems appealing. And then you realize, oh, this isn't all it's cracked up to be.
But then you can pay him and write off the money.
How much did you pay Stashira?
Well, some of the stuff, she was like, if I link it, can I get the commission or whatever? So she does that. And the deal was,
that's cool.
Like, I'm sort of just putting stuff away for her to save, because she's not a saver necessarily. Well, she's a hider. She hides money. But she's not, like, in my eyes,
like,
I don't think she's saving, but hidden around her room.
Getting eaten by rats in a warehouse because of all the money she saves.
Exactly. Like, she's got money somewhere, but the stuff I have eyes on, I'm like, okay, we need to.
Wait, shouldn't you know where her money is?
That's what I'm saying.
She doesn't know where all of it is.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
In a field in South America.
But this is part of her, like, that's how she, you know, grew up. Like, first 10 years of her life in Haiti, she just had to, like, hide things.
You know what else is crazy, Bones? TikTok, they owe me like a lot of money for my TikToks.
Ooh, yeah.
And I tried to
What do you mean they owe you a lot of money?
So, you know, you have a creator fund?
Yeah, there's
and
no
for
way they
years,
owe you a lot of
money. For years, I checked it and it's like, oh, this is what your
but
balance is.
It goes
is.
Away if you don't take it out after a while.
I think it went away.
Oh, yeah, it's set in the terms and agreement.
I checked it last week and I'm like, it's not there.
Yeah.
All my money's gone.
I knew that immediately. They tell you that.
That's crazy. What do
How
you mean?
How much was it?
How much? Don't lie.
Yeah, be honest.
It was $300.
Okay. That's a lot.
You know, it's enough to care.
And it's
But
gone.
You made it seem like it was 10,000.
No, I'm just a lot of money.
But how do
a
you
A lot of money for TikTok videos?
Is that people that like TikTok's paying him or people
No, TikTok
donate it to him.
Fund. Yeah, TikTok. Okay. I get ads. People offer me to do ads. I never do them. They're like, "Hey, for $100, will you post this?" through the TikTok app.
Yeah.
I don't ever do them. But
that sounds easy, dude. Money.
And for $100.
Okay.
People start unfollowing you then.
Oh, really? If you're doing too many ads?
I don't do many ads at all.
Yeah.
So I just want people to be like, oh, he's selling out for ads. So I'll do a DraftKings one because they bought a bunch of stuff on the show. And I was like, I'll throw those in too because we really like being their partners. So I'll post that on social media, but it's not like money to me. But yeah,
I saw Morgan, you know, your manager Morgan, like she was doing eating
me
a burger.
Me too. I was like, how are you selling vacuums?
And McDonald's.
Like, aren't you my manager? Shouldn't I be doing this?
Yeah.
Like, give me one of these vacuums.
I saw that. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I started to think, is this something that came across her desk for Bobby? And she's like,
exactly.
I'll do it.
Check the pallet people.
Just kidding.
Probably finding the good stuff.
Kidding, Morgan. Kidding. But the McDonald's thing was cool. Like, she was giving away like a gift card.
I'm like, I'll eat a cheeseburger on
partnership.
Instagram.
Do you
want to
call her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious too.
Oh, you
I feel like that's
really
my demo, man. Like, give me a slice of pizza. I'll post a picture of me eating it.
Right.
No, hey, I don't. I have no idea.
I feel like, Bobby, as long as you genuinely use it, people aren't going to.
No, I know.
Care
I
just unfollow you.
Hey, you're on. We're on the post show right now, so just beware.
Okay.
Hey, how come you have all these ads? They were bringing up how come you're doing like vacuums and McDonald's and stuff?
Because I'm trying to have a side hustle. Is that okay?
No, it is great.
It's
I love
great,
it.
Great, but how do you get it?
I'm a big fan of it. But they're like, how did she get it and why don't you have them, Bobby?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I use like influencer platforms that are for like smaller influencers than what you are.
But what's that? You sign up for something and then they find who you're viewers are and then say, we need these kind of people?
Yeah, you can actually go in and pitch yourself for different brands.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah, we had no idea. We're not busting balls. We're just literally asking. Because you were doing like a vacuum and a hamburger. And I was like, I like both those things.
Yeah, I actually have a campaign coming up this month for some vacuums. So I'm pretty excited about
it. Wait, Morgan, remember, I texted, your ad was working on me because I texted you.
How much are we getting paid for these?
Yeah,
we're not getting paid what someone like Bobby would be getting paid.
No, that's not the question. I said, how much are you getting paid?
Well, she'd have to answer that.
You don't, no, Morgan.
But
do you
get paid per slot? Like, how do you get paid?
So, I mean, it's all through PayPal. It's, like, pretty simple. Anybody can do it. I mean, there are people on these platforms that only have, like, 5,000 followers, which still sounds like a lot to a lot of people, but you can make money at basically any level. It's just sort of like a sliding scale.
How many followers do you have?
I think I have like 80,000 on Instagram and like 10,000 on TikTok.
And do you do ads on both of them?
So far, just Instagram. I think I'd have to grow my TikTok a little bit more to get more eyes, but I'm so weird talking about this.
So, and by the way, you guys can go follow Morgan. Her name on there is, it's now your name, right?
Yeah, it's Morgan Massengill.
So
you can figure out that last name.
Exactly. You can go to me and look who I follow. Morgan's in that. Yeah.
She has good middays with Morgan.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
They're funny.
Yeah, it's great. So my final question is, let's say somebody has 50,000 followers. What do you think they can get, which is less than you, what do you think they can get for doing a vacuum deal?
So if you were going to do, let's say, a reel on Instagram that you share in your feed, with 50,000 followers, I would say on the low end, $750 for that.
What on earth? I need a sign.
Yeah, can you give me that website real quick?
They've all grabbed their pens.
This is crazy. This is,
yeah. Okay, and can I sign up, though, with my followers on a bigger one?
I would never feel comfortable, Bobby, linking, because you have to link your social media to these platforms. I would never feel comfortable linking your Instagram to these platforms, yeah, because you just never know. It is a risk. Like if they get hacked, you get hacked.
Yeah, Bobby, you would go through one of the like a thing that's for influencers. Now this sounds like it is, but she's representing herself. Like you would have someone representing you, and then they get the payment and they pay you. Okay, well, go have her sign you up.
Morgan's the only person that has my logins to stuff.
Yeah, and then I still get kicked out all the time.
Exactly.
So.
All right, Morgan, thank you for sharing. Have a great day.
You too.
All right,
bye.
All right, you guys follow her, Morgan Massengill.
That's amazing.
How about that? All right, we got to go. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.